Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Deja. How may I help you?
Well, hey, Asia. We're trying to find out.
What company is this?
What company?
We're a third-party call center. We service under multiple companies.
Okay, can you explain to me who Advantage Discount House Homes is?
Yes, ma'am. Could I please have your zip code to better assist you?
21211.
21211. Thank you so much. And could I please have your first and last name?
Last name is Compton, C-O-M-P-T-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Victoria.
So the first name is Victoria, the last name Compton?
Yes.
Great, thank you so much. Would it be under a Jim Compton?
Could be. Could be James.
Okay, well, I do see an account under that name. And just for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
Can you explain to me what this is? Because apparently you're giving me my husband's name, but it's showing up under my account. What is this about?
I wouldn't know until I've located the account to give you all of the correct information. You could try asking him. Maybe he'll know, but I'm not sure.
No, we're both sitting here and we're confused. 1437 Medfield Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I do see here that you may have paid shipping and handling of $745 for the Wi-Fi booster. Is that correct?
I paid shipping and handling for the free Wi-Fi booster through Xfinity.
Okay, well, in the terms and conditions, it did state that after 48 hours, you will also be charged to $49.97, as well as receiving an email with a $125 gift card to buy from their gadget store. You will be charged $49.97 monthly until you call to cancel your account.
Do you know and have that number to cancel?
Yes, ma'am, I can cancel your account for you.
Please, and I'd like this charge to be removed as well.
The charge of $49.97 declined, so it wasn't taken out of your account. But because
no,
I canceled.
It says that someone tried to charge to my account.
Yes, so they were trying to charge your card, but your bank may have declined the transaction, so the charge didn't go through.
Okay. All right.
Alright, and because I canceled your account, it stops all future payments. You would not see the $49.97 charge anymore. And I also have your cancellation number. Please let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready, thank you.
You're welcome. It's C, as in cats, 258-891-747.
Okay, so it's C258-891-747?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so will the seven, there was also a $7 charge, $7.45, will that also be refunded?
No, ma'am, that was the shipping and handling charge for the Wi-Fi booster.
Well, if we're canceling the Wi-Fi booster, why would I get it? I'm confused.
No, ma'am, you're canceling your account, so you would not get charged the $49.97 monthly, but the shipping and handling charge, because the Wi-Fi booster already shipped out to you, we can't get you refunded because it's on its way.
Okay. All righty. So if anything else comes up under this account, can I call this number back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Alrighty. Was there anything else that I can help you with? You're welcome.
No, no, thank you. I met my husband's asking something.
Is there a cost for the Wi-Fi booster?
$50 each month.
No, I'm saying, but they're shipping it out. Is there a cost for it?
So what he's asking is that you've already gone ahead and shipped out the Wi-Fi booster for the $7.45 shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be additional charges?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
So the only thing that you will be charged is the $7.45 for the Wi-Fi booster, but no further charges.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. It was my pleasure. You have a great one as well, and thank you for calling customer service.
Take care. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.